All right, welcome back. A ruling yesterday contests that James and Jennifer Crumbly will go to trial. They will go on those charges of manslaughter in connection to the deadly shooting their son carried out at Oxford High School. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne taking a look at that story for us this morning. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Ginga. This case has now taken center stage in the national debate about whether parents can be held accountable for their children's actions. And in this particular case, the court said yes. The parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, have argued that the charges have no legal jurisdiction. They should not be held responsible for their son's killings. The Court of Appeals called this a situation unique and unusual. The parents have each been charged with four counts of homicide, involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors argue that the Crumblys willfully ignored the needs and well-being of their son, even when he posed a threat to others. And officials say they said that the parents knew their son was depressed and fascinated with guns. According to prosecutors, the parents bought the gun used in the shooting just days before. Ethan Crumbly testified to that in court. On the day of the shooting, they were summoned to the school because of the disturbing drawings that were discovered, which were penned by Ethan. The parents were told to get him counseling within 48 hours. They refused to take him home, saying they had to go to work. And even though they knew he had a gun at home, which investigators say it was unsecured. Now, some legal experts believe this case will be appealed to the Supreme Court. The court filing also revealed some additional details of the case. Chris and Sean, in a search of the parents' home, they found that the gun case for the gun that was used in the shooting, they found that case, and the gun locks still in their original packaging, unopened. Police searched Ethan Crumbly's bedroom. They found paper targets from a gun range tacked to the walls. They fired shell casings, an array of folding knives, and a notebook containing detailed drawings of guns. After leaving the school, Jennifer Crumbly went to work. She texted her son, asked if he was okay. Quote, "You can talk to us and we won't judge," she said. Ethan Crumbly replied, okay, thank you, I know. I'm sorry for that. I love you." And it was just minutes later that he took the gun out of his backpack and the shooting started at Oxford High School.
You know, one of the judges on the appeals court, Judge Christopher Murray, in his opinion piece, said one of the few reasonable foreseeable outcomes for failing to secure the firearm that was gifted to Ethan Crumbly was that it would be accessible to Ethan Crumbly and that in his mentally deteriorated condition, he might use it in unlawful ways. "We acknowledge defendant's argument that no parent could reasonably foresee their child committing a mass shooting, but these issues are based on the facts and what is reasonably foreseeable under an objective standard." So that's an interesting look into the mind of this panel.
The issue of foresee, the word foresee, this all boils down to that. I'm not a lawyer, but of everything that I've been able to assess here, it all boils down to this issue of foresee. Were the parents able to foresee this happening? Well, none of us can see the future, right? But in this case, the judges thought and ruled and believed that in a trial, this can be debated and proved. That in this particular case, there was overwhelming evidence that the parents were grossly negligent toward their son. They didn't provide him with the mental health care that he himself was asking for. And what else happened? They bought him a gun. So then they should have been able to foresee that something like this could happen. And that's why they made the ruling that they did and why it now goes down to back to the lower court, which, again, maybe appealed. We haven't heard for sure, but maybe appealed.
I think this is why it has drawn the attention, Marie, of not obviously just our area, but but nationally. This has been a national story because I mean, this really is a precedence. You know, I mean, it's one thing to talk about the gun, and you have to be responsible and accountable for locking up the gun. No doubt about that. But this is bigger than that.
Yep. And, you know, I know a lot of people, well, we all ask through, you know, all the many school shootings that have occurred, why didn't somebody know? Why didn't the parents know? But in particular, the case of Columbine, where those students, the two there that committed those shootings, were engaged in all kinds of unusual behavior that people thought, why didn't the parents see that? And that case was never brought against those parents, but now it is. In this case, it is. And a lot of people believe this will be precedent setting. In other words, this will go through the courts, and in future cases, parents may likely be held accountable for their children's actions.
Yeah, and here's where I think the gray area exists. Yes, Ethan Crumbly was crying for help. Yes, he was asking for some sort of psychological or mental help, but the parents didn't oblige to. But is that just neglect of the child? Which I would argue it is. But how does then that correlate to then the child's actions? Right? And now you're going to go to a jury trial, basically, as this stands now before the appeals happen, most likely to the Supreme Court, as you mentioned.
But taking that a step further, the parents knew that he had a gun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, without being able to see the future, how is a jury going to digest that information? It's going to be very interesting. Got to take a break. Thank you, Marie. More to come next on WJR.